Subsection titled Automatic Antenna Tuner, part of Chapter 12, Operating Conveniences, begins on page 52. Automatic Antenna Tuner, as explained in Antenna Connection, referencing page 1, matching the impedance of the coaxial cable and antenna is very important. To do this, you have the choice of using the internal or an external tuner. This section describes how to use the internal tuner. For the external tuner, consult the instruction manual that comes with the tuner. We have 5 points to cover here. 1. Select the transmit frequency. 2. Press ANT. Now, ANT shares the function with the number 4 numeral on the keypad. So, 2. Press ANT to select ANT 1 or ANT 2. Point. With an external tuner connected to the ANT 1 connector, you cannot select ANT 1 here. Selecting ANT 1 in this situation always causes the internal tuner to be bypassed. 3. Press AT-Tune. Now for the listener, the AT-Tune is part of the cluster of 8 buttons in the upper left corner of the rig. It's the 4th row down, the right button, next to the digital readout display. So 3 again, press AT-Tune and release it immediately. Point, AT appears to show that the internal tuner is in line, not bypassed. We have a display readout illustrated here. 4. Press AT-Tune for more than 1 second. Point. CW mode is automatically selected and tuning starts. Point. AT blinks and TX and CW appear. We have that illustration printed out here. Point. To cancel tuning for any reason, press AT-Tune again. Point. If the SWR of the antenna system is extremely high, an alarm, Morse code SWR, is output and the internal tuner is bypassed. Before retrying tuning, adjust the antenna system to lower the SWR. 5. See the display and check that tuning has successfully finished. Point. After successful tuning, AT stops blinking and TX and CW disappear. Point. If tuning does not finish within about 20 seconds, an alarm sounds. Press AT to stop the alarm and tuning. If you access menu number 11 and select on, received signals will also pass through the internal tuner. This may reduce interference to the receive frequency. Now for the listener, part of this commentary continues with sub-notes. There are 9 of them. Point. The internal tuner will not tune outside the authorized transmit limits of amateur bands. Point. Pressing AT-Tune for more than 1 second while transmitting interrupts transmitting and starts tuning. Point. While using a different antenna tuner band for transmitting and receiving with menu number 11 on, received signals bypass the internal tuner. Point. While using CW, full break-in, the internal tuner will be in line for both transmitting and receiving. Point. Tuning will automatically turn off after approximately 60 seconds. In addition, AT will disappear and the error beeps will stop. Point. Tuning still may continue when the SWR meter indicates 1 to 1. This happens because of the tuning algorithm and does not indicate a malfunction. Point. Even though the SWR meter shows more than 1 segment, the internal tuner may not function for retuning. This does not indicate a malfunction. It happens because of an unavoidable SWR calculation algorithm error between 10 watt, approximately, transmit power for tuning and 100 watt transmit power. Point. If tuning does not finish, although the SWR meter indicates smaller than 3 to 1, adjust the antenna system to lower the SWR, then retry tuning. Point. Tuning may not lower the SWR to 1 to 1 depending on conditions. Subpart titled Pre-Setting. After each successful tuning session, the preset function stores the position of the tuning capacitor in memory. The position of the capacitor is stored for each of the antenna tuner bands, see table below, and for each antenna connector, antenna 1 and antenna 2. Press AT tune and release it immediately. Point. AT will appear to show that the internal tuner is in line, not bypassed. Point. Each time you go across the antenna tuner band, the preset function automatically positions the tuning capacitor without need for retuning. If no preset data exists for a particular band slant antenna combination, then the default data for 50 ohm is used. Note, tuning may restart to obtain the optimum matching condition, although the current antenna tuner band has the preset data. This does not indicate a malfunction. Now, for the listener, what follows is that table referred to above. It's actually printed in two columns, but it's in reality one column because the printer is conserving space. So we're going to read, the heading is frequency range, parenthesized megahertz, and then a series of numbers. It's quite a list. 0.03 through 1.85. 1.85 through 2.50. 2.50 through 3.525. 3.525 through 3.575. 3.575 through 3.725. 3.725 through 4.10, 4.10 through 7.03, 7.03 through 7.10, 7.10 through 7.50, 7.50 through 10.50, 10.50 through 14.10, 14.10 through 14.50, 14.50 through 18.50, 18.50 through 21.15, 21.15 through 21.50, 21.50 through 25.50, 25.50 through 29.00, 29.00 through 30.00, 30.00 through 51.00. We have a subfoot for this and the next four. TS-570S only. Continuing, 51.00 through 52.00, 52.00 through 53.00, 53.00 through 60.00. This completes the table and also the information under subheading Automatic Antenna Tuner, part of Chapter 12, Operator Conveniences, on page 52.